Huaya Omer, Ben Chamesh Shanim Lemikra. This is the famous curriculum that the Mishnah introduces for Chinuch. When a child is five, it's when he starts Psukim. So Rabbeinu Yonah says it means when he's done with five, when he's becoming six. After he's five and now he's becoming six, so that's when we start to teach him to read Psukim. Ben Eser LeMishnah, 10 years old, you can start with Mishnah. Ben Shlosh Esrei LeMitzvos. By the way, you should know that there are certain schools here in Eretz Yisrael. The Maharal was also apparently a very big proponent regarding the following the curriculum of the Mishnah. And we have some schools nowadays that follow this curriculum as well. Okay, Ben Shlosh Esrei LeMitzvos, 13 is when he's chayav in mitzvos. Ben Chamesh Esrei LeGemara, it's when he should start. Now, we obviously do mitzvos before 13, the chinuch, but that's when he's really chayav in mitzvos. Ben Chamesh Esrei LeGemara, that's when his mind is developed enough to start really learning Gemara, understanding Gemara. You know, sometimes guys tell me, Shana Aleph, like, oh my gosh, I started so late with this whole Gemara thing. I didn't take learning so seriously in high school. Now I'm trying to get into things. I'm already so old. You're not really so old, because even if kids learn Gemara before that, but it takes a while for the mind to really develop to be able to understand Gemara well. Now, it is true that, you know, a lot of kids in certain schools, you know, in ninth grade, and I remember when my wife's brother was in ninth grade, and I remember talking to him about a Masechta he was doing, and he was telling me over Rav Chaim, and he was telling me over a Rashba, and, you know, and he was in ninth grade. And he was really, really learning at a very, very high level. And he was, you know, finishing Bava Kamma at the end of the year. So there certainly is a head start if someone really starts on time. But it's not like from the age of five, the average student is really able to absorb so much Gemara. Ben Shmona Esrei L'Chuppa, that's when you should get married. Eitan, how old are you? How old are you? 18, okay. Very good. And you're clean shaven as well. So Ben Shmona Esrei L'Chuppa.
Ben Esrei.
What?
Ben Esrei.
Thank you. Ben Esrei. Ben Esrei Lirdof. I didn't hear what you just said. Did you compliment my knot tying ability?
No, I said you're getting American on us.
I'm getting American on you. Ben Esrei Lirdof. 20 is when you start to chase. What does it mean to chase? Rabbeinu Yonah says to run after mitzvos. Right? When you're 15, 16, 17, you do mitzvos, but you don't necessarily chap yet the beauty and the value of mitzvos. When you're 20, you start to really understand, like, this is really kihim chayinu v'yarech yamenu. This is what it's all about. So you really start to chase after mitzvos. Ben shloshim l'koach. That's when you have koach. What does it mean? That's when you have koach. Rabbeinu Yonah quotes from this past week's parsha, actually, from the Levim, that when they were 30, that's when they started their service as Levim. We find by the Levim that went until 50. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, because the koach of a person is nigmar when he's 30. That's when he's really hits his prime in terms of his physical strength. Then arboim Levina, you know that the Levim, you know, so it's parsha. You know, they might have sang a lot, but they also had to carry everything and pack things up. They had a serious physical work to do. Ben Arboim Labina, when you're 40, is when you have understanding. The Moshe says to Klai Yisrael, he quotes here Rabbeinu Yonah from the Pasuk. Lo nosan Hashem lechem lev ladas ve'inayim liros ve'aznayim lishmo ad hayom hazeh. What does that mean? Until now, they didn't know about the mitzvos, but no, it didn't really set in. But after the 40 years of being in the desert, that's when they really, and so that's like a remes to the idea that by a Talmud as well, until you reach the age of 40, you have one perspective. When you hit 40, you have a whole different perspective on life and about the role of mitzvos and the value of mitzvos. Okay, ben chamishim le'etza, when you're 50, is when you have enough life experience to be able to give etza to others. And that's also when the Levium, going back to the Levium theme, that's when the Levium finished their service, and now they're able to teach. They weren't doing the physical role anymore, but now they're able to teach and advise. Ben shishim le'zikna, when you're 60, is when you have enough, is when a person reaches the level which is called zikna. What's the nafkamina? Rabbi Yonah doesn't tell us in terms of zikna. Ben shivim is seva, that's already old age. Lifnei seva takum, we have a din, it stand up for a person at that age. ben shmonim legvura. That's a pasuk that we say in davening. Yemeshno sov behem shivim shana. And if you're strong, you live to 80. Shmonim shana. Ben tishim lashuach. This starts to get a little bit morbid sounding. When you're 90, that's when you reach the age of the pit, meaning you really should be buried already. That's, you know, anyone who lives to 90 is, wow, what is chus to be able to live to 90? That's like the age of being in the burial crypt already. Others say it's lashon sicha, that, you know, you should realize that the end is really, really near. You're really lucky to be here. You should be spending all your time talking in Torah, lasuach. And ben meya, at that point, it's like you're dead already and you're not even here anymore. Because, you know, when a person's 100, what kind of faculties do they still have? What kind of life is it? So the Mishnah gets a little bit, you know, sad towards the end. But here you see the Mishnah has different stages for growth and development. Okay, we're going to mamish make a quick run for the finish line right now and finish up Parak Hamishi. Ben Bagbag, Omer. Ben Bagbag said, Hafach ba v'hafach ba dekula ba. Turn it over, the Torah. Analyze it, look into it, spend more time, chew on it, because everything can be found in Torah. Everything you would want to ever know, you'll be able to find in Torah study. Now, obviously, it means everything meaningful. You're not necessarily, maybe if you can really learn the Torah on a really deep level, you can. But in general, you know, you're not going to find out the sports scores, I imagine, no matter how deep you learn. You're not going to find out what happened in the Orioles game. I don't know why I picked the Orioles. But you're not going to find out what happened in the Orioles game, you know, last night by learning the Torah. But it means everything of value, everything of importance is there. Kulabo. Ubotechezeh. And you should look into it. Desiv uvleva, and grow old with it. You know, wither away and grow old, but not in a negative sense. Meaning, he says here, Rabbi Yonah, siv is a lashon seva. You know, get old with the Torah. Umina lo sazu, and don't ever leave it. She'en lecha mida tova heimenu. You know, there's nothing better than it. And it is a beautiful thing. As a person gets older, and he has free time when he's older, so if he loves Torah, then he'll have more and more time to spend time to sit and to learn. You know, some people look forward to an old age. I'm going to finally travel the whole world. I'm going to pick up golfing. You know, everyone has like what they're going to do when they retire. But a person who loves Torah, they know that when they're going to get free time when they're older, so they're going to be able to learn more, and they're going to be able to connect more with Torah. And if a person really develops a love for learning when they're younger, then they appreciate it when they're older as well. And it's something that accompanies them throughout their life. In the last mission in the Perek, Ben-Hei-Hei Omer, Ben-Hei-Hei said, Lefum Tzara Agra. Which is interesting, it's in Aramaic. Rashi says, because it was a common expression that people used to say, Lefum Tzara Agra. The more you invest, the more you get out of it. Now, I know that theoretically, technically, this means the more schar you get. But connecting it to what we just spoke about in the previous Mishnah, I would look at it more in terms of the relationship. The more you invest in it, if you learn Torah just to be yotze, so then you're not going to have a real strong connection with it. But if you learn to connect with it because you realize its importance and you invest your kochos in it and your energy and you think about it, so then to that degree you get a reward. Reward doesn't necessarily only mean Hashem's reward, but it also means that the relationship that you get a much, much deeper relationship. Okay, very nice. We finished the perek. We officially finished Pirkei Avos, so we should all be very happy.